For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
I'm not going to lie, you're slacking. You're slacking on starting that business you've been holding off on. It's just living in your head. And if you don't act now, that idea is going to leave, or maybe someone's going to take that idea. And there's a tool that I personally use, and that is Shopify. You don't need to be a web designer. You can just start moving, zooming in, adding the text you need, adding pictures you need. And Shopify has so many templates you can use from. Get it out of your head and onto a website with Shopify. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. They make it easy to manage growing your business. They help with details like shipping, taxes, and payments from one single dashboard, allowing you to focus on all the important stuff like growing your business. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Established in 2025 has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/sonoro, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/sonoro to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/sonoro.
Your data is like gold to hackers, and they'll sell it to the highest bidder. Are you protected? McAfee helps shield you, blocking suspicious texts, malicious emails, and fraudulent websites. McAfee Secure VPN lets you browse safely, and its AI-powered tech scam detector spots threats instantly. You'll also get up to $2 million of award-winning antivirus and identity theft protection, all for just $39.99 for your first year. Visit McAfee.com. Cancel anytime. Terms apply.
When you walk into a room and your Shakti is awakened, like, the room notices you, and you got to be ready for that. You know, good or bad, positive or negative. Like, if your Shakti is, if you're working with it, you have a presence, and that's where the art comes in, how I work with that transmission.
Welcome to the No Podcast with me, Nikki Spo.
What is up, my friends? Welcome back to the No, where it is not about knowing everything, but about coming to know ourselves. I am your hostess, Nikki Spolstra, and I am so happy that you're here today because the goddess herself, Jane Gottlieb, and I are talking about Shakti energy, what it means, the fact that you have it, and how you can harness it, live it, love it, and let it guide you home to your inner goddess so that you can walk in the physical world with that gorgeous, potent, powerful, feminine, female presence. Before we get started, here is your call to action. Make sure that you are subscribed to The No so that you never miss an update, and make sure that I get that download, which puts our important conversations in front of more people. Next, you may have heard me speak about the new exclusive online women's community that I have started called Becoming Her. So who is this community for? Well, Becoming Her is specifically for the woman who feels like she is on the verge of becoming the very best version of herself, coming home to herself, that her energy. That woman would benefit from being around other badass women who are helping each other get there, whatever that looks like for each individual. We are all on a mission, and when you sit at a table with like-minded women, the conversations just hit differently. And that's why you need to be a part of this. It is not a magic wand solution. It is an entire collective energy shift. And I know how to help you get there because I've done it for myself, and I have helped hundreds of other women find it within themselves too. The ultimate goal is that when you think of the phrase, oh, she's her, that you fully, truly, wholly understand that you are her. You are her. You are the woman you've always wanted to become. You have self-actualized the energy, you embody it, and you know exactly who you are and what your integrity means to you. We meet once a week and talk about all of the things, and we have experts in the wellness industry jump in for exclusive webinars, plus so many more perks that you can learn about on the site. I'll drop the link in the show notes so you can sign up. As always, my podcast listeners get a special gift, which is a discounted rate for membership for life. Right. So let's get going with Jane Gottlieb. She is Aspen Shakti's owner and founder and the creator of Shakti Method. She is a movement and embodiment coach, a wellness entrepreneur, a speaker, and an industry leader for fully alive living. Jane works with individuals and groups to clear out stagnant energy, limited or biased thinking patterns, and blocks and activate the infinite wealth of self-sourcing energy, creativity, and aliveness. Once cleared and activated, Jane guides participants to direct or channel that newfound energy, creativity, and perspective into energized pathways. For you, it may be effective business strategies, more loving and connected, significant relationships, elevated mental and physical well-being, and overall your fully best alive life. Jane has worked with people from all walks of life, from new graduates to stay-at-home moms, CEOs, and company leaders to some of the most well-known and celebrated household celebrities. Jane's work is fun, potent, activating, soulful, mental, physical, and life-changing if you do the work. So with that, let's get started with Jane Gottlieb. Jane, welcome to the Know, where it is not about knowing everything, but about coming to know ourselves.
Oh, Nikki, that intro and just hearing more about what you do and why you do it, it's just such an activator. I'm so delighted to be here and thank you.
Thank you so much. You embody that homecoming in your life and work and spirit, and I'm so thankful that I had the opportunity to connect with you during my summer trips to Aspen. Like, what are the chances? I feel like that was like a divine alignment moment. And I had the chance to take some of your dance movement classes, and they are just magical. So I appreciate you and your gift.
Thank you. I feel that. And it's part of why that magical force just brought us together. I'm a big believer of 1 + 1 = 11.
And so yes,
I ask the universe to bring me those kinds of relationships. So thank you, goddess.
I love that. So I feel like I want to just dive headfirst into this topic of Shakti because, well, I think it's foreign to a lot of people, or at least if it's not foreign, it's dormant. I think that a lot of women, it's asleep in them. So what is Shakti energy?
Yeah, I love to talk about this. I mean, I will jump right in. But the first thing, especially for listeners, that I always like to start with, I was like, just take a second and say the word out loud, like Shakti. Like, you almost know the definition, right? By just like what it, the zinger it gives you when you say Shakti.
Yeah.
Right?
Shakti.
I have these hats and I wear them on airplanes and people are like drawn to me. They're like, what is that? I'm like, what do you think that is? But really specifically, I've come to define it as it's the divine creative energy of the universe. And then this is my favorite part. Anything that has Shakti is alive, luminous, and desirable.
How beautiful is that?
Inner magnetism, that inner sparkle, that inner just that thing that we can't quite touch, but we can see it and smell it and hear it in the way that people speak, but it comes through the eyes, inner sparkle.
That's interesting. When I think about it, I wouldn't have put it in the eyes, but now that you say it, I'm like, oh yeah, I can totally see that. I can see that.
Yeah. I mean, it's in more than the eyes, but it has to come through the eyes because that's right, the window to the soul. And we're talking about a connection to soul that is luminescent.
Why do you think it's asleep in people?
Because it's a powerful energy. And I think that, you know, that Marianne Williamson quote where she says, it's not that our biggest fear is that we're not enough. It's that we are great beyond measure. And I think we put it to sleep because until we recognize how to work with it, it can create magic and havoc. And it's a wild energy. It's that wildness and untamedness that I think people, it takes a minute to get to know.
I think that you're onto something, that the wildness, and there's a lot of chaos in that wildness, right? And the magic.
It's untestable in a way, right?
Right. It's a lot for people to hold, right?
It's a lot for people to hold. Yeah. It's really like when you walk into a room and your Shakti is awakened, like the room notices you and you got to be ready for that. You know, good or bad, positive or negative. Like if your Shakti is, if you're working with it, you have a presence, and that's where the art comes in, how I work with that transmission.
When I think about like my group, for example, which is called Becoming Her, right? And it's like people are like, oh, do you think that they're like, it's not about like my members becoming more like me at all. Like, it's that I am still becoming more of that her energy, right? Like, I'm on a continuous level up journey, right? And I want to be specific about that, because it's not that what we have isn't enough. It's just that I want more of life, right? Like, I want everything that life has for me. And so the members of the group becoming her, it's like that her energy. And I think it's really similar to what you're saying. It's like when you walk into a room and you're like, oh, she has it. Like, I don't necessarily know what it is, but it's, there's something there in that person. And I think a lot of us long to feel like at home within that space, and not from an egotistical standpoint where like we want other people to notice it in us, but for us to realize it within ourselves.
100%. It's not about that the room notices you. It's that you walk in and you're inhabiting your fullness and the truth of who you are. And to your point, to me, that's something I'm going to be doing till I'm 95 or beyond.
Exactly.
It's an evolution. And what I love so much about your group and being around women is that when we recognize it is an evolution and we're not actually trying to get anywhere or be a version.
Arrive.
All right. Right. Or her. It's her is an evolutionary, like evolving process where we get to explore what that is together. Forever.
Have there been times in your life where you did not have this?
Well, of course, there haven't been times where I didn't have it, but there have been times that I didn't feel connected to it, or I, quote, would feel exactly the opposite of alive, or I've lost my trust and the wind feels out of my sails and I feel invisible to myself.
Oh my gosh, invisible to myself. Wow.
Yeah, that's an awful feeling.
Can you like talk about that a little bit? Like, what did that feel like for you? Because I think a lot of people feel that.
Yeah, I do too. You know, the feeling is, it's so hard to describe the exact feeling other than it is the opposite of my aliveness. So I feel void, vacuum, not creative and empty. And I really had to learn, there's a book called Emptiness Dancing, that when I breathe into the emptiness, actually it activates the spark. So the resistance to what is, or to my lack of inspiration, or to the unknown in front of me, the resistance is what like kills the Shakti. It's not that I, to not know where I was going isn't without Shakti. It's resisting not knowing what's next that makes that Shakti go dormant, which is similar to like resisting any part of what's happening in life. When there's resistance, that energy is tough to feel alive with.
Yeah, I can definitely relate to that, like from an anxiety perspective, because I've lived my whole life with anxiety. And it's only now, it's really like post-divorce, you know, and I've done a lot of healing work on myself alone, right? Like by, like not coupled, where I've started to reckon with myself as an individual, right? That I started to consider my attachment styles to people and things, people, places, and things. And I realized that my need to control or like be able to predict the future or like be able to anticipate what's coming was so severe. Like I really needed to be able to do this. And the more that I started to say, okay, why don't you relax into this feeling of not knowing? Why don't you let go and like lean into the unknowing of your life or what's going to happen next? That's when more magical things have happened for me. When I release the need to have control over being able to see the future. And so in a way, like maybe for the people who aren't like walking around like in the magical world of Shakti, and or they are and they don't even know that they are, maybe this presents in like, I have anxiety, I have fear, like I'm alone, maybe
I'm heavy, I'm stuck, I'm stuck.
Right.
But let's talk about that unknown for a second, because this is a really big paradigm shift. The unknown, yes, it's scary, right? We don't know. We want to control. It's not the way we were like brought into this world to love. However, the only place that possibility and magic and manifestation and greatness lies, the only place is in the unknown.
Why?
To see it that way and to recognize that the only way I can have a different reality is to invite what I've never thought of before into my life, which is the unknown. The only way to move from here to there and evolve into her, the thing her, is to, excuse me, but like fucking embrace that unknown, dive into it. And it's so that paradigm shift for me, knowing that all the medicine was in that scary unknown, like behind the door I hadn't opened yet, or the thoughts I'd never had before, it changed everything for me. And it moved that stagnation into motion. So I just want to share that, because it does present as anxiety. It does present as fear. It does present as self-doubt and lack of confidence and isolation. And I call it a lot stagnation, calcification. But the paradigm shift is all inside. Nothing on the outside needs to switch other than my courage and willingness to recognize that the medicine, the magic, the healing is in the answers I don't have.
Yeah. So yesterday during my group session, I actually talked about how, like, in college I had all this like traumatic stuff happen. And as soon as I graduated from college, which I went to school in my hometown of Miami, I packed up my car and I drove across the country from Miami, Florida to Portland, Oregon, right? So like at literal opposites, diagonal opposites of the country. And I was like, I just need to get the F out of here. I just need to get out of Miami. I need to run away, right? And it's like that phrase of like, wherever you go, there you are. And my problems didn't stay in Miami. Like, they followed me because they weren't outside of me. They were within me, right? And I came to realize over time, and it didn't even happen then. I don't think I realized it then. And I was like 25 or something, 24 years old. I'm 37 now. And it's like, that isn't even something that I realized then. I realized that with time and experience, right? And like more hardship and more learning curves and more adversity and more beautiful things opening up in my life and more like becoming awake to certain parts of me that I had been asleep to before. And so this journey is not linear, but I think by having open and honest conversations with people like you, it's like we can help people get there, not take a shortcut, right? Because I firmly believe that taking a shortcut winds up being the long route. But we can talk, we can sit with people who have the insight and the experience to help us get to where we want to go and can open our eyes to things that we might not have seen before without having to like do some of like the time part of it, right? And things do come with time, sure, but like when you're having these conversations, you can get there faster. And that's not to say that it's the shortcut. You can just get to like that enlightenment, like that mindset, like the information.
As they say, like it literally collapses time and space when you open into that unknown. It just, so time, it's weird. It like in a moment disappears. And I often say too, like, I don't have to see the next 10 steps or the next 10 years. I just need to know the best next step. That's one step that's moving an inch from here to here, because then I have a whole different horizon of what I can see. So it's just like, what is the best next step? And can I take that? Because then what comes available to my perspective, exactly what you're saying, maybe the best next step is having a conversation with a friend. And all of a sudden, the horizon becomes completely different.
It's wild because like in the 12-step recovery program, like I pray often, like, God, show me the next right step. Like, to do your bidding, right? To God, source, universe, where I'm like, God, source, universe, what is my next right step? Like, help me just choose that next right step so that I can serve God, source, universe. Which brings me to another topic within this, right? Is like, God is a woman. It's funny because my kids came home from school once and they were talking about hell. And my boys are 4 and 6 years old. So like the 6 year old is learning words at school and learning, hearing other people talk about things. And so he was coming home talking about how his friend said, God is a man. And he told his friend, God is not a boy or a girl. God just is. And I was like, that is so something I would say, right? I'm like, God just is, right? But with this Shakti energy, like, it's hard to deny that there is, within God's source universe, that there is massive female energy.
Yeah, I mean, the way I define God is the divine within, and we are all particles of the divine, like living into the illusion of self on planet Earth.
Hold on, like that is a soundbite, living into the illusion of self, the illusion of self.
The illusion of self. I mean, I really appreciate that. And when I need it, I turn to it. It's actually a gift from a woman of mine who recently passed, one of my best friends. She would always say, we are all particles of God experiencing the universe through the illusion of self. And when I lose my way, I go to that. And thank you, Carolyn, such a goddess with a ton of Shakti, who is right here by my side. I just can't see her. It just looks different.
That is really beautiful. I think that's something there for us to really remember. And I think it takes a lot. Like, we're all, Jane, we're all like running so fast, right? Like, we're all on a hamster wheel of sorts. Like, life is happening. Life is going. Like, we have bills to pay. People have jobs. People have families. People have relationships. People are just like going, going, going. It's like, how often do you get to actually like drop into that, right? Or actually have the discipline, really, to drop into it automatically, right? Like, because I think that by nature, by and like human instinct, it's like I have an automatic response to adversity, which is to behave in XYZ way. This is my action. This is my psychological, my neural pathway response to adversity or something difficult, or like X, this happens, cause and effect, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, how do you shift the neural pathways within yourself to be able to, instead of responding, reacting, moving in a way that is less alive and less awake, how do you shift into a space where you can now more naturally and holistically respond from that?
Like, what? That deep, right? That white,
yeah,
part of our brain, literally. I mean, it's such a great question, and there are so many ways and little ways, but I'm a really big believer, and that's really part of why you and I are sitting here together today, is because who you surround yourself by becomes normalized. And so when we have, you know, a tribe and a community that we are part of and tapping into and speaking with and in a very alive relationship with, of humans who value awakening, who care about leaving a net positive legacy moment by moment for their children, their daughters, their community, whatnot. When we surround ourselves by others, it becomes so much easier to see the greater, you know, for lack of a better word, the greater spiritual perspective as to why things happen the way they do.
Yeah.
And to be part of our world instead of part of our own world.
Oh, I love that. Part of our world instead of part of our own world.
Yeah. Anyway, that's like my first answer. Community, like-minded, awakening humans.
Yeah. Mary, you brought up Marianne Williamson, and I am actually, like, every month, my group and I, we cover a certain book, and we're actually covering A Woman's Worth right now by Marianne Williamson. And it's so wild because she's been around forever. I had never heard of her until I joined a sober community, right? And then it just, like, her wisdom blew my mind. How has she influenced your work and what you do and your mindset?
I mean, she's one of many incredible women, but Marianne is such a brave, bold, clear goddess, and her transmission has been so powerful for so long, right? I mean, I would say, in a way, similar to you, the minute I stepped into a spiritual community, her name came up, her work has come up, her translation of Course in Miracles, and the power, like, for me, it's a big resonance. Like, if you hear her speak or watch her embody her truth, and this is something I think that you really tapped into with me as well. It's like, it felt like authenticity. And so you listen, right? And
that's a
big component of Shakti, is walking the talk of what is the truth of your soul. Easier said than done, but it ends up being a posture, a tonality and a voice, a sparkle in your eyes, a relax of the shoulders, a way that you inhabit your vehicle. And Marianne, it's undeniable that she is in her truth. Whether her truth is my truth, irrelevant.
But irrelevant.
That she's in her truth, I want to get closer. I want to listen. I'm like, okay, tell me more. She's impacted me a lot by her presence more than her specific words, but her words are like a symphony of truth. To me,
that's so beautiful. If we all have this Shakti energy, why is it so dormant? And like, as a society of women, I'm talking about, like, you have people, right? We have the like-minded people that you interact with your classes, and that I interact with because I'm having these conversations. But society at large, we have women that are asleep to themselves.
Well, you know, I think that's a deep question. I think, you know, women were burned at the stake years and years ago because of the wild wisdom that is untamable. And when there is something that is untamable, it's uncontrollable, and the world, particularly as it has been, a very patriarchal, male-dominated.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Society, they're scared. And when they're scared and we're taught by them, we're scared. Why would we keep that alive? It's untrustable. It's untamable. And you know what? That's not the truth. That's not the truth. It is not untrustable. It's a power that will be confrontive to the paradigms we've been living. And yet, I believe we need to confront some of the paradigms we've been living. You know, fear. Fear is an amazing way to turn brightness dull.
I lived that for so many years. I felt like I was dulling and dimming and squashing myself because of exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, and I want to be soft in the way that I say that. Like, everything is unfolding perfectly and nobody was wrong to bring us where we are here to today. And the way the male-dominated society, like, it brought us here. And so without resentment, I'm going to say, okay, and now I want to awaken slowly and gently in a way that the world can hear me with reverence for what we've been through. And instead of anger, it's reverence.
Wow.
Important energy I get. But that's just not what I'm promoting. Like, I'm not promoting like fierce femininity. I'm promoting an awakening and of my own intuition and wisdom as a gift to myself and the world.
I mean, the reverence part, wow. Like, I have never thought about it in that way.
Yeah, there's something that softens the power, and it doesn't take anything away from the power, but it softens it. And I, you know, being in the world that we live, I want to be able to be received instead of resisted.
Oh, wow. So like, Jane, I've been through that, right? In my personal journey, it's like, I have been so angry about being put in a box, right? Or like, at least allowing myself to be in the box, right? I've done it to myself in a lot of ways.
Angry. I don't want to say no. Right.
Well, I think that's important to talk about, right? Like, but I, like, my way of approaching it has always been like, yell louder and be fiercer and like do all these things. But the reality, Jane, is that hasn't worked for me. That hasn't really worked well. If it's worked, it's worked in a way that like people were like, we don't want to deal with her. So fine, give her what she wants. And do I really want it on those terms when it's like that?
Well, that's not really being seen. That is
no, that's not. It's almost like being tolerated.
Yeah. And that doesn't feel great either.
That doesn't feel good. Coming towards it from an angle of reverence, I think is key. I think a lot of women need to hear that because I think some of
like we have to use our artfulness and our wisdom here. This isn't like unleashed emotion. This is reverence for the fullness of who we are and how we reveal that to the world is a gift and an art.
So how do you think then? Because I like in Martha Beck's book, The Way of Integrity, and Gabby Bernstein talks about this a lot too. It's like stepping into our gift and giving our gift away to the world is like our soul's purpose, right? And I think a lot of people, I felt like this for sure, like before I started a platform and having a podcast and having a community and all these things, like I was like, who am I to share my gift? Like part of like the being in the box, right? The part of being small.
Who are you not?
Well, who are you not? But I think that women need to hear that.
You too. And I one thing I'll just bring in that makes a lot of sense, I think the way you introduced me is the practice, the body alive that I teach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What it does, it allows that emotion to come out in a safe place so that later when we come back into the world, we can access the artfulness and be in relationship without like blasting our light like the sun and saying, see me. We do that in the room, right? We together where there's no judgment and motion. It's we get the Shakti, we enliven the Shakti. And then we can bring it to the world from the wise adult part of our brain, not the untamed crazy piece that, you know, does need to be addressed too, but there's a time and a place.
Yeah. So, you know, it's funny because that was one of my questions. It's like whenever I've taken your class a few times now in Aspen, and I'm so excited that you're going to New York, and I've shared that link with so many of my New York friends because I'm like, everybody has to experience this. And hopefully, obviously, we've talked about potentially bringing you down to Miami to do something, and that I think would be so incredible. But it's like whenever I've taken your class, right, which has only been a few times, to be fair, and it's not just your class, right? It's like I have these like huge like spiritual moments where I'm like, oh, I am so alive right now, right? Whatever it is, it's almost difficult for me personally to then transition into the real world, which is what you're talking about. Like, how do I operate in this changed existence? And it's almost like, at least when I was in Aspen and taking your class, and I'll use that because it's a specific example, but I'm like, I need 20 minutes to like come down and almost like neutralize, and not neutralize because that sounds, it has like a little bit of a negative thing, but kind of like rebalance, recalibrate almost from being in this one space, and then like taking that and like applying it into my world, or the world, right? Not my world, the world, in a way that feels like holistic and natural to me.
Yeah. I mean, I need to take that time. I usually actually really need to eat something and like ground and come back into not just my body, but like my environment. And then, you know, the cool part is, I guess for me, is I've noticed it, strangely enough, a little bit more from the outside in versus the inside out. And I always say, you get good at what you practice. So this just became something I did a lot. And so I became better at it. But the world, usually when you leave that class, I don't know if you have had this experience, but like people are like, what did you just do? Like, what are you doing? And people are like, well, let me just tell you. The world really sees this awakened vibration inside.
Yeah.
That is a tall order. What do you do with that? Well, we talk about it. We practice. We refine it. We play with it. We trial and error how it's going to be in our life. We have to assess, like, are the relationships that we've been running in alignment with the awakened version of myself, or do they need to fall away versus me need to change? And self-inquiry, questioning, like, what is true today? That, for me, is the practice of all practice, self-inquiry.
When you are leading a group of women, right, and then they are becoming alive moment by moment, and maybe it's practice by practice, and maybe it takes time, but you're awakening this aliveness within all of these women. It's like, is there then a responsibility to pay it forward?
I mean, I would probably say yes. In a way, we're not like particles of God, like walking in our solo journey. We're particles of God in a universe that is connected. And in some ways, you know, the saying, we are one, like, you pay it forward because you're gifting your magnificence to yourself through the eyes of another. And I do think, like, with the gift of life that we were given, this chance to incarnate on Earth, which I find to be, yes, not the smoothest ride, but the most extraordinary privilege to have a body and to taste pizza, right? To smell smells, to feel the sunshine. Absolutely, I have a responsibility to express the grace and gratitude that is everywhere I can.
And what about the responsibility to, like, to be, right? We talked about, like, sharing your gifts. Like, I talk to a lot of women, and one of the big things that I say and I believe in is that it is your responsibility to, one, be yourself and share your gifts with other people.
Yeah.
You give it away. It's a gift. It's a gift. It is a gift.
It's a generosity.
Free. Like,
right?
It's, yes,
generosity. And I believe in a generous existence. It's a value I've chosen to subscribe to.
Right. So it's like earlier when I'm like, well, who am I to have a podcast? Who am I to have this platform? And you said your instinctive response was like, who are you not to? Right. But I think a lot of people, especially women, feel that.
Well, and that is our programming. You know, that is the part of our brains that, like, we think that way until we question our thought. Well, is that true?
Who is that true?
To have a podcast? Is that true? Well, truly, who are you not? You are a human. You are a divine particle of God. You are a spirit. Who are you not? You came here. Let's make use of this. The world needs you. Our daughters need our voices.
I think that's really, really important.
We're not very healthy. it needs new voices of truth, of power, new ideas, hearts to come alive and to awaken and to connect, in my opinion.
So a kind of taboo thing to talk about, but one of my girlfriends said to me, we were talking about sex, right? And she was like, oh, you know, the best time to pray is when you're having an orgasm. And I was like, what? I was like all awkward. I'm like, why how did this come up? Like, I didn't sign up for this conversation right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, I talk about spirituality a lot. And so like my friends, they feel comfortable talking about this with me. And I love it because guess what? You know what? Jane, for what it's worth, she gave me a gift. That was her giving me a gift, even though it like made me feel uncomfortable in some capacity. I'm like, why are we talking about orgasms? Like, I'm just trying to have lunch, right?
I love that you just said uncomfortable. I mean, you know, we all love to be in our cozy comfort place, but nothing grows there. So there you go. She did give you a gift.
There you go. She gave me a gift. And so then I was like, okay. I'm like, right, I'm squirmy. I'm like, I don't want to talk about this. But I'm like, hey, girl, why should I pray when I'm having an orgasm? She started talking about all this like life force energy, right? And the exchange of life force energy. Whether you're in a same-sex relationship or a male-female relationship, it doesn't matter. Life force energy is being exchanged, right? This is how people procreate. You are exchanging life force energy. And she's like, this is when she is most connected to source, God, universe, in the exchange of life force energy. And I'll tell you what, Jane, I've been praying. I've been praying. I'm like, this is the moment to pray. And it's wild because as I was preparing for this interview, like that idea came up and I was like, for me, that's part of my Shakti energy. That is part of my Shakti energy for me.
It is. Well, and it doesn't surprise me that this came up because Shakti, although the definition is not like sexual in nature,
right?
We are talking about tapping into a primal energy that is sexy. And sex, what, you know, something that awakens the source within us, which, you know, in tantric practices, that's what sex is about. It is awakening to the divine within through the body and the vessel of another, and through pleasure. That idea, like when everything is aligned, you are the most open, you are the most in alignment with the truth of what is the deepest part of your heart. Of course you would pray in that moment. And because it's the truth, it's not coming from this, your head space.
Yeah. And so like in a full circle type of way, it's like, I take your class. I'm not having like sexual orgasms in your class, right? Okay. But I am in that open space, in that divine space, in my like most connected to God space. And I remember praying in your class and I'm like, oh my gosh, I am here with God in that moment.
That really touches me. Thank you for sharing that. That would be my deepest hope, is that that's what happens in class, is that we open ourselves. And that's why the collective is so important. And there is a big prayer for humanity, for peace, for joy, for abundance, for this world to deliver to us what we came here to receive, you know, to really receive.
Yeah. So how have you then been able to turn your wealth of knowledge and experience as a healer, a thought leader in the Shakti space, into this business that really truly helps people and facilitates much needed like soul upgrades?
You know, I mean, I followed the best next step. Like when I think about when it first opened, which, you know, to open a brick and mortar in Aspen, Colorado, in a very seasonal town with Manhattan rents for sure, and a millionth of the people. I followed the best next step, and a lot of times we talk about following our heart. I'm going to say it was a little deeper. It was following the instinct of my heart.
Mm.
And if I had seen all the steps, I never would have taken one, because they logically...
Wow.
They don't make sense. The business still doesn't make sense on paper, but it has allowed and afforded me a life where my currency has become my relationships that then have allowed me to build things from there. While it's a hustle, I work my tush off. I've created a life for myself that I believe in, and not in all the moments, you know, I'm not invincible, but I took the next step, which was following the instinct of my heart, which was at the time, I don't see a space that brings people together to awaken to the magic, the magnificence, the the power of who they are. And this is Aspen, Colorado, and we need that here.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, how do I do this? And I, you know, I kind of just said, how do I do this? And the next best step came in, you know, somebody said, hey, I can help you with the real estate. And then I was like, oh, but like, thank you for the temporary help. That'll never work long time. It wouldn't work long time. But so then I took the next step. And then I took the next step, and I've created a life somewhat based upon the present instead of a future or a past. And while that is scary, it has kept my Shakti alive. And keeping my Shakti alive brings me, magnetizes to me opportunities. So it's an act of trust. It's an act of trust.
Yeah.
In a big way. And it's not easy. I'm not going to say it's easy. I'm not, you know, for all the listeners, like, this path is my way. It is the only way. But it, I wouldn't say this is the easy way. It's just when you come to a moment in your life, it's like that hero's journey and the call, you know, you really heed the call of your soul. There is no other way, because you'll begin to have anxiety and disease and, you know, sickness. But it each of us awaken in our own timing, and sometimes it's not even this lifetime. And I'm not waiting for the world to awaken. I trust, but it's not easy, but it is the way for me. If that makes any sense.
It does. It does. And I will say that, like, that trust is hard. Like, even when you're awake, and I consider myself to be an awake person, right? And I'm like, this trust is still hard.
It is. I mean, just quickly call your parents, right? I mean, the conversations I have with my parents, they don't operate with this programming or this, you know, operating system.
Yeah, so true.
And they're my parents. They raised me. I have them inside me. So it's pretty easy to tap back into the fear anytime I need it. Call my parents. But
I hear that.
It's a gift because it's showing me where I still need to trust more.
Yeah. Also, you know, it's interesting because, like, I had an experience with somebody in my family where, like, after it was said to me that if I got a divorce, nobody would listen to my podcast, right? And I was like, I had every moment in that moment to, like, drop into self-doubt. But my intuition was like, that's a lie. Right? So you can call whoever you need to call when you need to hear some, like, something that's going to break down your trust, but your intuition still knows. Like, your intuition will fight back if it's wrong.
Yeah. I mean, it just will. It will be
your gut
louder and louder and louder. And that is a big piece, I think, of illness and sickness and anxiety, is when we make a choice that is not in alignment with the truth of our soul, our body experiences it as anxiety, stress, disease, illness.
I think the antidote to that is, like, for me anyway, right? When I was like, I remember hearing that, and I'm sharing this because you share about, like, calling your parents, right? And how it's like, the generation that came before us, they don't necessarily do this type of work that we're doing. Right. So I remember hearing that. And when my soul was like, that's not true. Like, when my mind wanted to be like, I believe you. I believe that lie. My mind, my, like, intellect was like, that might be true. Look at the numbers. What the thought? Like, I came up with all the reasons why that statement was true. But my soul was like, that's a lie.
Yep.
And so I think the most beautiful gift that God, source, universe has, which is within me, is that gift of my intuition, right? Because without it, I would believe the lies. I would believe the outward lies, right? And I think that so many people, Jane, are walking through life believing the outward lies.
Of course they are. That is where there is any element of a living nightmare as your experience. You're believing your thoughts. You're believing your thoughts. And I mean, my greatest teacher, Byron Katie, Loving What Is, she talks about self-inquiry and is it true? And this is why, again, Nikki, I applaud and I feel so much gratitude for what you're doing with your group of women, because to be able to create a space where women then would have a voice to put words to their intuition and to not be told they're crazy, but to ask, tell me more within that same space, and they can practice having a relationship with their intuition, then you can go spread it in the world. And we're starting to leave a net positive legacy, or to change the vibration of the family we came from, the family we are in, the family we are going to be in, our communities, our nation, etc. Like, you know, it's exponential. It's, and it can happen fast.
It can.
But it's an act of courage. It really is.
I'm so grateful that our paths crossed. I can't wait to bring this to South Florida. So I know that like there's so many people obviously that travel to Aspen and vacation and have such a great time in Aspen from Miami. And so I'm sure the Miami community will just be so excited to welcome you. And so everybody can stay tuned to that. In the meantime, where can people find you? Are you offering one-on-ones? Are you offering digital? Where can people access Jane?
Yeah, well, this is so exactly in alignment with taking a step and a leap of faith. I'm just starting and I'm so excited to really step into the world of working one-on-one with people. And I'm just going to share just for a second. It's in an unconventional way because the world to me of like one-on-one Zoom coaching, it doesn't turn my spirit on. I know it works and I've been coached by people in amazing ways, but it doesn't feel authentic to me. And so I've really struggled with, well, how do I work one-on-one with people if I'm not willing to do that? Or I feel scared or uncomfortable. And so I've decided that actually the way that is going to be the most effective to work with me is a little bit more like it's a 3-month mentorship, but it's like having your biggest advocate and your best friend on speed dial. So it's literally like you work with me, we set up some goals, we do a Zoom thing, but then for 3 months, 7 days a week from like 9 to 5, you know, within reason, you have full access to text me, call me, WhatsApp me, whatever. And I will respond via either a voice memo or a text or a phone call so that in real time, lived wisdom, as you walk through life, you're like, hey, bestie, how do I connect to my higher self here? I'm going to a meeting, like my relationship. I want to turn up the sex. Like, what can I bring? And I'll give you a little bit breath practice. That's just, for me, that is lived moment by moment is how we change our life. And I want to support, you know, I want to support women and I have the tools because I've been doing it and because I've been through a lot.
That is so beautiful. I can't wait for you to begin this journey. I can't wait for people to find you. Where can they get this information?
You know, at Jane Gottlieb _ Instagram, at Aspen Shakti Instagram. Go to aspenshakti.com. You will find me. I'm easy to find. And I celebrate anybody who wants to hold my hand for 3 months and me hold theirs and see what magic, what, you know, 1 + 1 = 11 we can create for our own world.
Jane, thank you so much. You are a light. It's a pleasure to be in your presence. And I'm so grateful for you and this conversation that we have.
Takes one to know one. You are such a goddess. And I celebrate you in the biggest way. To be continued. I hope.
To be continued.
Yes.
Thank you so much for listening to The Know. If you loved this episode, go ahead and share it with a friend. Words are so powerful, and someone may need to hear what we covered today. And if you really loved this episode, please take a moment to rate the show and leave a review. Your comments are so important and valued, and they give other listeners insight on what to expect on The Know. You can connect with me personally via Instagram at Nikki Sapp Spo and The Know with Nikki Spo. My hope for you today is that you are fearless in looking inward so that you can be your highest, most authentic self and go after the life of your dreams.
I'm not going to lie, you're slacking. You're slacking on starting that business you've been holding off on. It's just living in your head. And if you don't act now, that idea is going to leave, or maybe someone's going to take that idea. And there's a tool that I personally use, and that is Shopify. You don't need to be a web designer. You can just start moving, zooming in, adding the text you need, adding pictures you need. And Shopify has so many templates you can use from. Get it out of your head and onto a website with Shopify. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sell. They make it easy to manage growing your business. They help with details like shipping, taxes, and payments from one single dashboard, allowing you to focus on all the important stuff like growing your business. With Shopify, your first sell is closer than you think. Established in 2025 has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/sonoro, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/sonoro to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/sonoro.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.